This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Approximately 1% of all children born in the United States today are diagnosed with some form of autism. The severity and manifestation of the condition varies widely. Health professionals refer to it as the autism spectrum. But in every case, there are parents who must make daily, wrenching adjustments to the life they had expected as they struggle to meet their child's needs.
My life is now autism. I don't feel like I have an identity. I am the mother of an autistic child. He's completely nonverbal. He doesn't feed himself. I have to do 100% for him. I'm fighting for everything. Any kind of services we get, it's a struggle every day.
Jill Price, the mother of four-year-old Peyton, was among the parents at the end-of-semester celebration on Friday for the Collaborative Autism Training and Support Program, a five-year-old initiative at Sonoma State that combines training students to care for kids who are on the spectrum while providing resources and networking for their parents. That's invaluable, said Sean Brennan, father of five-year-old Jack, because others rarely understand the changes triggered by an autism diagnosis.
When we first find out that you have this diagnosis, your life changes dramatically. A lot of friends that you had before, they disappear because they just don't understand that you have this thing that's changed your life. You have to reevaluate everything, and it's hard. You have to learn about what it is, and it's like you go through the stages of denial, and then you come to accept it.
Even with acceptance, there are countless daily details that require careful attention. In some cases, a special diet without wheat or milk is prescribed, which is not only very expensive, but complicates a family's efforts to try to lead a normal life.
We can't just as a family decide that we want to go to a restaurant because we really have to think about what they serve. You know, if there's a birthday party that he goes to, we have to determine whether he can have the birthday cake or the ice cream or things like that. And then when he was younger, play dates. We really had to monitor that and be specific on who he would be able to have his play dates with.
Unpredictable behaviors are another of autism's parental challenges, added Julie Keating, mother of 6.5-year-old Daniel.
There's security issues. You don't really get to ever relax until they're sound asleep, safe in bed. Because even though he's almost 7, he still gets into trouble. He still can just bolt or open the door and walk away.
The psychic and emotional toll is often matched by an onslaught of additional expenses for treatments and therapies. But as Beth Farrar, mother of 18-year-old Haley, admits, only rarely can their benefits be isolated or confirmed.
We've tried all the traditional things and a lot of alternative things, and I'm sure I've bought some snake oil along the way, but, you know, when something's not right with your kid, you just do everything and anything. And I used up all of our money, and I borrowed money from my father, and just everything, because I didn't want to have the feeling that when she's 20 years old, I had left some stone unturned that I could have done for her.
When Haley was born, autism wasn't heard about much. That's changed a lot now, and that 1% rate of incidence, it's continuing to grow. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.